Warning: this material contains explicit sexual content and strong language. It is intended for mature audiences only. Your discretion is advised.
They darted from the building like guilty children, skin still damp from sweat, Melody's breasts bouncing with each hurried step, Zach's cock already slick and throbbing. The air was warm, but the stone tiles of the poolside carried the faint chill of night. They didn't bother with towels, didn't even check for shadows, just the two of them running on nothing but lust and recklessness. The first chair in sight became their altar. Melody half collapsed into it, spreading wide without ceremony, her thighs trembling as she guided him between. Zach, clumsy in his hunger, buried himself deep in a single thrust. Her gasp echoed sharp across the water, her nails clawing the vinyl. From there, it was nothing but a wet, animal rhythm. He wasn't used to women wound this tight, gripping him with every stroke, pulling the breath from his chest. She wasn't used to risking everything like this. Every squeak of the chair, every splash of the pool sounding like an alarm bell. His hands clamped to her hips, dragging her down into every savage push. The chair rocked beneath them, groaning under the weight of their rut, her body bouncing in time with his thrusts. Melody muffled her cries in the crook of her arm, but every time he drove to the hilt, she yelped sharp and high, too loud for the night to ignore. Her cunt was soaked, swallowing him with obscene squelches that carried in the open air. Zach gritted his teeth, trying to keep his breath quiet, but his balls slapped heavy and wet against her with every stroke, echoing off the tiles. The sound was filthy, undeniable, like they wanted to get caught. Melody hooked her legs tighter around him, heels digging into his back, pulling him deeper, refusing to let him slow. Her whole body shook as she writhed against him, grinding to milk every inch. She wanted it reckless. She wanted it dangerous. And he gave her exactly that. Zach bent low over her chest, biting her shoulder, rutting harder, his cock stretching her until she whimpered through clenched teeth. Sweat dripped from his forehead to her tits, mixing with the sheen already on her skin. She was slick all over, slick between her thighs, slick beneath his grip, slick from the heat of their collision. He pulled nearly all the way out, only to slam back in, over and over, each thrust harder, wetter, louder. The chair screeched once as it shifted across the tile, and both froze for a breathless moment, he inside her, her hand covering her mouth. No one came. No one shouted. The silence hung for a heartbeat. Then Zach growled low in his chest and pounded into her again, twice as hard. Melody's eyes flew wide as she clung to him, her whole body convulsing around his cock. She couldn't hold back anymore. She bit down on her wrist and cried into her own skin, her thighs trembling as her climax tore through her. Zach felt her tightening, milking him, pulling his orgasm from him whether he wanted it or not. He thrust through her spasms, desperate and rough, lost to the wet grip of her body. His pace broke into ragged stabs, her cunt clutching tighter with each one until he could no longer hold back. Still, neither could stop. His hips clapped hard against her, driving deeper, and she bit her knuckles until her eyes watered. 8 minutes felt like eternity. The chair skidded suddenly across the tiles with a screech loud enough to wake the whole damn resort. Zach slammed harder. Melody broke, shrieking with a bleeding cry she couldn't smother. His seed rushed into her as her body twisted beneath his, both of them locked in the kind of climax that ignored fear.
Oh.
They lingered, panting, flesh still joined. Her voice dropped to a whisper against his ear.
We have to clean up.
His hand cupped her cheek, worried.
You okay?
She laughed quietly, the sound bubbling with relief and mischief.
I feel wonderful. Just cold. Come tie me in the shower.
Zach slid free, only to press back into her again, Ooh. Lifting her with his cock still seated deep.
Ooh.
She giggled into his neck, legs locked tight around him as he staggered toward the villa door. Just before they slipped away, his voice came low and wry.
Good thing no one saw us.